Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out whenever you can. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and my blog is there. You can also subscribe to it or just come and get it. And, of course, we have thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members coming out our ears. Lots of good stuff there, including the lovely and talented, highly intelligent Lois Geller, the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. She's one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. She is the president of Mason Geller Direct Marketing and my very good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's going on out there in the world of direct marketing?
Well, the world of direct marketing really shows every kind of opportunity at holiday time. And we are busy in my agency sending out cards, all kinds of communications, gifts, thank yous, everything, because this is really a wonderful time of year for all small business owners, I believe, to communicate with everybody that they haven't talked to in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
People who they do talk to along all the time and thank them for their business and all that, and to try to reactivate people who have defected from their company, maybe were customers last year, try to bring them back.
I hate those people who defect from me. I don't
well,
like those defectors.
Come back.
We got to, but we got to love them up again, don't we?
That's right. If we don't love them up, they're not coming back.
That's right.
And so
maybe there was nothing wrong with that relationship. Maybe we didn't make them mad, or they didn't go away unhappy or whatever. Maybe we just sort of didn't, we were just, they just felt like we were indifferent toward them. And so there was no connection. We didn't make a connection. We didn't build any kind of a bond between them.
Well, last year I wrote to a client that we had lost a couple of years before when we were still in New York, and I never knew what happened. It was a large zoo that we had as a client, and I really missed
them. A real zoo?
Yeah, a real zoo, okay. And we had done the direct marketing for them for many years, and then all of a sudden, one year, they weren't going with us, and having an account person on it, I had given over the responsibility to that account guy, and he said, well, the mailing, whatever, blah, and I never followed up myself. So last year, I wrote to the people, and I sent them all Christmas cards and small gifts, and I said, you know, I really miss having you as an account. I used to love working on it, talking about the animals, what was coming to the zoo, what wasn't, you know, and all that stuff, and really building your membership base. And I'd love to have you back. And I got calls from them.
Wow.
And they said, well,
just because you just wrote them a letter and said hi.
I wrote it on the Christmas card.
Oh, yeah.
On the Christmas card when
you
we
You mean
had,
people read Christmas cards?
Oh, everybody reads Christmas cards when they're handwritten.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and
so they called you back, and what happened?
And so they called me back. They didn't give us the whole big the big program we worked on, but they did give us a retention program, and we've been working on that retention program ever since.
Wow.
But the thing is, not to send the printed Christmas card that has your company.
But what if you got like 500 of these things to go out?
Well, then you got to start working now.
You better start in July. You better start working in July, hadn't you?
You can work on it all year long.
Do you handwrite every Christmas message, every holiday message?
I do for all of the ones. Yes, I think I do for most every card that goes out of our office.
I'm trying to think. Did I get a handwritten card last year?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. You're right on the top of my list. And you got fruit baskets.
Oh, yes. That's right. We did. We got fruit from you. And I didn't even give you any money last year, did I?
I know, nothing. Zero came. But it is a great opportunity for all small business owners to do that, because we really don't have time all the time to pick up the phone and call everyone and find out. And sometimes it's intimidating to do that. So this is a good excuse to say happy holiday. I've been thinking about you. We miss you, or we're glad we have you. Or
you're so good at doing that, Lois. And folks, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear Lois talking about these things, she's not just pontificating from her ivory tower. She gets down in the trenches and does this stuff. All this stuff she's talking about, she really does it. I mean, if a customer leaves you, it's not your fault. It's their fault. I mean, you really do a good job of loving up your customers, and it pays off, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. And I think that everybody can do something really interesting. A couple of years ago, we sent trees to everyone.
Hold on to that thought. I want to hear the tree story. We're going to take a quick break right after these messages. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. It's a tree story, and you know how exciting those things can be. 20 till, we'll be right back with our good friend Lois Geller, and it's official, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller, the author of Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing and also Customers for Keeps, which is one of my favorites. Lois, give us your website and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
It's www.masongeller.com, and it's got all kinds of articles for businesses on how to help them to grow and use direct mail more effectively and email deployments. And my new book is up there, Direct Marketing for the Real Estate Pro.
Oh, yeah, that's the new one.
It's old, yeah. It's coming out next week.
Congratulations.
And there's also a directory that people use a lot for good printers in their area, letter shops and stuff like that, the services for the industry.
So check it out when you get a chance. That's masongeller.com. Okay, you go tell us the tree story.
Oh, so anyway, the tree story is that when we moved to Madison Avenue, we were the smallest agency on Madison Avenue. So I said we would like the smallest tree, and I wrote a poem one holiday time. And I said we're the smallest little tree among Y&R and all these big fancy agencies. And I sent 250 little trees out to everybody. And, you know, we got all
What kind of trees are these?
They were little, like little Christmas trees, whatever those are called, you know, the green ones. I'm a city person. So, I forgot what they're called. They're like, you know, Christmas tree type, but right. Little ones, and they were in like a little plant. And so we sent them out with that theme and a poem about being the smallest tree. And we heard everybody wrote us thank you notes, and it was so cute. But 2 weeks ago, I was speaking here in Fort Lauderdale, and some man came over and said, someday I would like you to come visit me because that tree you gave me 10 years ago is now huge and
backyard. Are you serious? Yeah. Unbelievable.
I loved it.
Well, talk about the gift that keeps on giving.
It was really kind of a fun thing. And this year I thought maybe I'd get palm trees for everybody, but it didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. They're harder to send. They don't do too well in the miniature either, do they?
No, they come in a little box and we try.
Oh, they make them? They have palm trees?
Yeah, they're little palm trees that come in a box.
And I'll be darned.
Sort of a keepsake of Florida when you go back. They sell them at the airports, but we tried to do them ourselves, and they didn't grow, and I didn't want anybody.
But here's what you did. You differentiated yourself.
Exactly.
You stood out. You made a difference. You got people's attention. And it's not easy to break through the clutter today, is it?
Well, I don't think so. That's why I don't think people should send the same thing every year. Every year there's one supplier we have that sends me a calendar, the same calendar. And very few people use a little hand diary calendar anymore. We have CAs and we have our ACT on our computers. And every year he sends that.
So you're saying it's kind of dated and kind of out of date, isn't it?
It's also not thoughtful. Why didn't you send me something different for the $2?
He probably got them wholesale, Lois.
He probably got 400,000 of them. It'll happen until the year 2030.
That's right. Exactly.
And it's also when you send the same thing every year, it's like we're just slapping it out to you because we really don't care. And I think that sends a message to your customers that you don't want to send.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a good time to send something fresh and to write a real note that that is specific to that person. And then
you know what's handy?
Hmm.
This is a silly thing, but you know what's handy that I think people are sticking in their Christmas cards? A little plastic calendar with your name on the back, but the 12 months on the other side that people put in their billfolds and in their purses.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I don't get enough of it. I have a friend who, every time I see him, he gives me one of these things from his. He walks around, he gives them out instead of a business card, and they're a little plastic, you know, about the size of a credit card, and I put one in my billfold every time.
That's a really helpful thing because...
Yeah, I use that.
You can look up the date whenever you want.
And he's got his name right there on the thing.
My bank did it, and they never do it anymore. They used to give them out at the bank.
I know it. So what else can we do to differentiate ourselves, especially with regard to direct mail?
Well, I think that one thing you can do, and it's in our direct mail area, is email deployments. You can send emails to everyone. If you don't have time for everybody to do, you know, a hard card and a gift or whatever, mm-hmm. it's still a good idea to do a personalized email to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, like, no time at all to do it. And if you have it designed a little bit and you send it off like a card, it's still putting your name in front of them and telling them, whoever the recipient is, that you care about them. I think that's a good thing to do.
Let me ask you a question, Lois. Mm-hmm. We got to adding up all the money we spent on cards and postage and everything,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of money.
Mm.
And it was a lot of money. I mean, like a whole lot of money.
Yes.
And so... I said, you know, me being the logical person around here, I said, what if we didn't send cards mm-hmm. to people? What if we took that money and gave it to someone who could use it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a, you know, some cause, like, and we did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, how do you let people know that you're doing this in their name without sending them a card or a letter? And therefore should we do both? Maybe we should do both. What do you think?
I think you should do both. I think you should. If you're going to send a card and you're going to...
We still should send a card, huh?
Ronald McDonald House this year or whatever it is that you're doing.
So we should go ahead and spend the money on the card and then pay the money for the donation, too.
And you can make the card in-house if you want.
You can do that.
And print them out on stock that you buy at Kinko's.
Sometimes cheesy is cute, isn't it?
I don't think it's cheesy if it's from the heart.
Oh,
if you spend the time to do it.
Right. Of course, I need to let other people around here make that because I don't. If I do it, it would look too cheesy, I think. Hey, Lois, can we come back? Can we talk about customer service?
Absolutely.
I've got a question for you. I want to talk about something. We're going to do that with Lois when we come back after these messages, folks. Lois Geller is our guest. Her website is MasonGeller, GELLER.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and heading off into the holiday season officially now. Today is the day we officially send you off into the holiday season. Thanksgiving Day is upon us, and I just want to encourage everybody to be careful. Drive a little slower. Be a little more diligent in your defensive driving and smile a little bit more, even when it's not easy to smile, and be a little more long-suffering during the Thanksgiving. Sometimes we have to do that, don't we, Lois, with family and friends and family and the in-laws and the outlaws and everything. But anyway, I hope everyone has a great holiday. Lois, I want to talk about something that you're an expert on, and that's customer service. I had an experience recently. You and I are always telling each other about our buying experiences. But I had one recently that I wanted to talk to you about that I think is something we all need to learn. I bought a telephone. Mm-hmm. It was a fairly expensive, fairly sophisticated cell phone. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple hundred bucks. And so I took a couple of days to make up my mind to make sure it was what I wanted. And this young man who waited on me both days was just excellent. He called me back at home and gave me some information that I needed and followed up. He was very nice, very, you know, did a great job. And then when I literally was giving him my money and was trying to sign and leave, he took a phone call. The phone rang. And while he's ringing me up and it's taking me too long to get out of there, he's talking to this person on the phone and ignoring me, but he looks like he's doing something on the computer that may be something about me. I don't know what it is, but it's taking too long. And he's having this long conversation with this person who may or may not buy from him. And I'm sitting there with my money in my hand. And so my point is, you know what, folks? I know that the phone is important, and I know we're all trained, we're all Pavlovian dogs. When the phone rings, we jerk it off the wall and talk to these people. I understand that, but there's a better way to do this. You have to tell the people on the phone, thank you for calling. Can I take your number? I have a customer I'm finishing up on. I'll call you right back. Mm. We have to do that, don't we, Lois?
We really do. We have to remember etiquette like that.
Because all the goodwill that he did with me over 2 days
gone.
Was kind of shot there at the end because I felt like I was, you know, now that I'd made up my mind, I know he didn't mean it this way, but now I felt that now that he had my card in my hand that, you know, so what?
It was locked up.
That's the way I felt. He didn't mean, I don't think he meant that, but that's the way I felt.
But that's when the sales process should really be just starting.
Yeah.
Is when he's taking your credit card because you might come back, you might have, you know, your kids' phones to buy. People think of things as an isolated one-off order when it should be an ongoing relationship.
I've been a customer of this company since 89.
Mm.
I bought a lot of phones, spent a lot of money with these people, and he knew that. My point is, it's not his fault. We got to train our people that when someone's in front of you.
It was his fault, though.
Well, but I mean, these young kids don't understand things like this, Lois. And I think the management should train people and say, look, when a person's in front of you, they do take a little priority over the person on the phone.
Absolutely. I was in the dry cleaner the other day with about 12 suits, bringing them into the dry cleaner, holding them in my arms. And he took a call and he started talking to his girlfriend. I took my dry cleaning. I walked out the door and I'm never going back.
Yeah.
Because I waited while he had this argument with her. He didn't say, excuse me, I'll be a minute. He didn't do anything. He just kept talking, looking down, and I'm standing with my barrel full of suits.
Well, now, folks, you can say, well, you know, you guys are just complaining about something that happened in your day. But these are teaching stories. These are things that we all should be saying, could that possibly happen in my business?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do a little MBWA, management by walking around, and see if that happens. And the other thing to stop saying, and I said this in the previous segment, previous hour, Lois, the other thing to stop saying is no problem. Stop saying no problem. When people say thank you, don't say no problem. Say you're welcome. Or it's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I hate no problem.
Because it's a negative thing
at the end of something,
and it should be a positive thing.
It makes it seem like, well, you're in a lot of trouble, but I'm going to get over it.
Exactly.
Lois, give us your website one more time.
It's www.masongeller.com.
It's a good one, folks. You can find her books there and also your newsletters, right?
Absolutely. All my articles are on there.
And they're free. Lots of good stuff there, folks. MasonGeller.com. Lois, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I love you.
I love you. Bye now.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.